first episode of the Get It Off Your Chips podcast. We've had a 2-week break. Sorry, guys. You know, technical issues.
Life happened.
Yeah, we're all getting back out and about.
Sun's out, guns out.
Sometimes pints take priority.
Absolutely.
Especially when you've been sat in the house for a whole year.
Yeah.
On a cup of shandies.
We're joined today, especially, by the one and only Chloe Chalk again.
Hello.
Chloe and Chloe Melts, if any of you are unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Clocked out.
If you don't know, get to know.
Off the clock.
So we're going to have a nice little girls catch up, dilemmas talk.
Proper girl talk kind of vibes today.
Yeah. So sit back and relax. Grab a cuppa.
Vibrate us a lot. If you don't like it, turn off.
Oh, Jesus.
If you don't like it, lump it. So,
you get yourself a brew, a bit of chockey, sit down, relax.
It's fucking good.
What's the avenue?
Right, so girls, we've been away for 2 weeks, you know. Not that probably anyone gives a shit.
What's everyone been up to?
Oh, Britt, you take it away. I feel like you had a bit of a busy Thursday night, did you?
Bank
holiday bender. How many nights? Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday daytime. That's 4 days.
Yeah. Mm.
All involving alcohol.
And by the time you got to us on Sunday afternoon, you were like, I think I got fresh as flu.
I've got fresh as flu. I can't hack it like I used to.
No. To be fair, though, 4 days and you're proper going for it.
The thing is, I peaked a little bit too much on the Thursday. I started doing the gymnastics.
Yeah.
Started doing the round-offs in the garden.
Did you wake up a bit achy the next day?
I thought I'd run 4 miles, so I went larger. I'd done a marathon.
Ooh.
Honestly, no exercise, I don't like it. I did.
You went from 4 miles to a marathon.
How many miles
did I don't know, but it's
24.
Well, that's what it felt like.
Also, on the subject of marathons, Russell said to me, I could run a marathon easy, it's only 15 miles. I said, no, it's not. He said, it's 26. He's like, no. I was like, oh, no, Russell, they're 26 miles.
No, he thought it was 5K.
Oh, yeah, he thought it was like similar to like a distance of a 5K. He's like, yeah, I could easily do that. It's only 2 5Ks. I was like, no.
Ryan signed up to a marathon once.
They did do it.
No, you've got to get selected.
Yeah, you have to apply for London
Marathon. Even the guys at the flipping office for, absolutely not.
Oh, bless him.
Oh. I mean, everyone says, you should always try and do one once. It's, such a great thing to do, but I just couldn't think of anything worse than having to take a shit on the side of the road.
I'd just rather donate some money.
Is it Paula Radcliffe? She's a runner. She had to take a shit on the side of the road because there's no toilets.
Whoa.
That's what she's known
for. On live television.
She's been doing all this running all her life, and that's what she's remembered for, taking a squat on the side near the Thames. Yeah.
Fair play.
Why didn't you go beforehand? How long are you running for?
4 hours.
Longer than that. 26 miles per.
Yeah, but imagine you're jogging. Imagine it's probably coming out.
And you have to have protein bars and have drinks.
Yeah. Go beforehand, no. Surely.
But you have to have fuel bars that you go in.
Yeah, but surely in your practice runs, you'd know.
No. Look.
All I'm saying is Paula didn't make it.
All I'm saying is that must have took a couple of minutes off her final time.
She got packed doing it.
Joking. What did she work with, Leaf?
Probably just didn't wind. Probably just kept going.
Oh no!
Stinky Paula.
There's always someone that does it every year that dies, I swear.
Yeah. No, there is.
No, genuinely.
People that
Grand National?
Train for it, and then...
No, I shouldn't be laughing.
Pop the clogs.
Yeah.
At the end. No, genuinely. It takes a toll on the body.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
What I'm going to say is, remember when James R. Jargent did it?
Did he? I thought he meant died. I was like, what?
No, he's still alive.
Where have I been?
He did the London Marathon, I swear to God.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm telling you. He got his mate to drive him to the finish line.
I'm telling you. He did the London Marathon.
I can't believe I didn't know.
Got a turtle head and she said, let's go, champs.
Unbelievable scenes from Paula.
We've got the caramel nibbles on the table, so we are having a nibble.
Yeah. Cup of tea, couple of nibbles.
Lovely.
On the subject of nipples, people's nipples shape when they do marathon as well.
Do they?
Oh yeah,
they put glasses on. Why they bleed?
It's like that. I don't know why you do it to yourself.
Surely that's your body telling
And some
you.
People do it in fancy dress, like in a blooming Dalek costume or stupid shit like that.
Banana. Top banana.
Mumford Mile,
maybe, but...
Congratulations to everyone that has done it. I'm sure it's a cracking achievement. Some people do it for good causes, but it could never be me.
We're just jealous. No, we'll let them do it.
Some people run it in their knickers.
Yeah, they can have the glory. What?
Yeah.
Tits out.
No, but don't want any
chain. You can't be attractive, surely, like how your body looks when you're running.
No, no one looks good running. Okay, so this dilemma is all about your first date. So I feel like we've all kind of been, yeah, we've all been on a first date, mm-hmm. whether it's been with someone that we've stayed with or not, mm-hmm. you know, we'll leave it there. So it says, you just left an amazing first date. When is the best time to follow up with a text?
Never.
a good first date.
Yeah, I'd wait for them to text me and tell me it was great.
I feel like, out of courtesy, if I was getting a taxi home, I'd be like, oh, just let you know, just got home, had a really nice night.
No, I'd wait for them to text me.
Imagine if they were like, all right. Yeah, that's quite good.
Imagine if they left you on red. I agree, though. I think to say...
It's just my pride. Like, I feel like I'm too keen. I want them to text me first, tell me that
it's a
great time.
I think I'd just be worried that they wouldn't reply. Do you know what I mean?
I feel shit waiting for them to message me. If they never message me, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. They're lost.
I would
rather take control of the situation.
Mm. Thinking about it, I'd be like, oh, thanks for tonight or something. Like, I'd follow up straight away, but I just know I wouldn't, though.
If it happened.
Because I'd be too nervous they're not going to reply.
But why are we so nervous about shit like this happening? Like,
the thing is, if they don't...
They don't.
On to the next one.
Yeah.
You're not thinking that at the time, though, are you?
But
you're thinking,
23 people said vote to text them right after the date, and 11 voted for, you know, text them after a couple of days. A
couple of days is a bit strong. But you do it after or you don't do it at all.
Yeah. But most of the male listeners did vote for a couple of days. Do you think that...
Mm. But do you think it's a situation where neither of you want to text first? Is that not just a situation?
He's probably thinking the same thing.
They don't want to look keen. You don't want to look keen, so then everyone just airs each other and then...
Yeah, it's that happens. Classic.
A few months down the line, you seem like, we should go on another date.
I have never been on a date and text first.
After it?
Yeah, never. They've always texted me first.
There you go, then.
I mean...
They've always texted you.
It's only one Brittany Doran, so I can't speak for everyone, but... Not mean. I feel like it's the boys' job.
Yeah, boys don't do a lot in life, so yeah, let them have that at least.
Let them know they want some.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it's been like a really, really good day and you're just texting out, just
so what
being
would you
excited,
do?
I would, depending on if it is a really, really good day, then I would probably text them. Sometimes I feel like it makes things less awkward if you text them, like, 2 hours after you get in.
Yeah, if I didn't text straight away, I wouldn't text. Yeah. If it had been 2 days and somebody hadn't texted me, I would be like,
If you can see potential for a second date, then I think, well, if you know you're going to see them again, then to eliminate that awkwardness, then just message them, say, hi, I just got home, thanks, a really good night out. But if it wasn't a great date, then...
This is
a situation. Say you went on a date and you're like, nah. Would you ghost them? Like, if they text you and were like, oh, thanks for tonight, it was really good, and you thought, I don't know what date you're on.
Depends if they were weird, though. Like, if it was creepy weird, you would be like, absolutely, please don't contact me again. Yeah.
If they put SpongeBob on or...
Yeah.
But if they messaged me saying I had a really good night, she'd be like, I think...
I didn't.
If they weren't creeps and it was just like, you just weren't getting the good vibes from them, I probably would just reply like, oh, hi, yeah, it was really nice, but I feel like I can't see it any more than a friend way.
Mm. I wouldn't be that honest.
Yeah, go for it.
Are they your real freckles or did you put them on?
They're my real freckles. I've got no makeup on today.
Love that.
Sun brings them out.
Love that for you. Mm.
That's why I always go over.
Yeah, the sun brings up my freckles as well. Red ones.
Brings up same.
But this is another thing with ghosting. Like, I feel like with social media, I feel like we've touched on this before. But we asked you guys to ghost or not to ghost.
Nah.
And actually, majority of people did say, be straight up.
Now, yeah, but in real life, would they?
I have been ghosted.
I wouldn't, would they?
I have been ghosted, and I have been the ghostie.
What?
Wait, that's the same thing.
I've been ghosted, and I've been the ghoster.
What's the thought process?
No.
The thought process for me is... I have never ghosted someone that, say, I've, like, gone for a date in person with. But if you're talking to someone on, like, Hinge or something and you're just not feeling the vibe, or, like, say they ask, oh, can I have your WhatsApp, and you're talking to them a bit, and
That's not ghosting, I don't think.
I think that is.
I think ghosting is when, like, you've gone to a certain point and then you just cut off contact, like, what the fuck happened? If you got to fade it out, do you know what I mean? If you've only just started talking, not replying isn't really ghosting. That's just a fade out.
Yeah, it's understandable. People just get bored and go on to the next thing.
Yeah. I think if you've gone for a date with someone and you've not felt it, either you need to be honest, but I wouldn't be. I'm just not that brave. I would just fade it out. What? I'd be like, oh, yeah.
And then I'll go to the park.
Oh, sorry, working today. Oh, no,
I can't wash my dog.
You just fade it out, do you know what I mean, until they get the hint.
I just ghost them until their text will say 3 times. Then I'd let them know.
Oh, 3 times, oh, and that's no. it.
3 strikes and you're out.
Oh.
They've not got the message by the third air.
But, like, why can't...
I just think that's so mean.
But I feel like you've learned to, like...
Be a bit like, straight up.
Be more straight
up. You have done it recently, but you have ghosted and then texted.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's not fair. If they're texting, they must like you, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fair enough, if they've not messaged you, don't, like, whatever, they weren't that bothered, you're not that bothered, fine. But if they've texted you, they must like you to have that confidence to put themselves out there again.
It just hurts either way, doesn't it? If you're on the receiving end.
This is the thing. I always say, like,
is it kind of just to be ghosted and just, like...
Sometimes I feel like it is it depends how people go about it.
When you see someone in public,
though.
You'd
wonder why. You'd be like, oh my God, what was wrong with me?
This is it. But then if I went to him and I said, to be honest, I didn't like your fucking jeans. I didn't like your attitude. I didn't like how you spoke to the waitress. Then they'd be
like, but you don't have to be that specific. You'd be like, I'm sorry, I wasn't really feeling it. You don't have to go into the bloody details and rip the ball.
No, but if they were an arsehole, if they were a dick, then they should be told that.
True.
Yeah, but that's never going to be taken well. No, so you might as well just let them carry on. Let them fuck
go
over
to toilet, come out the window.
Yeah.
No, I'd sit there and pay.
To be fair, if they're an arsehole. But then I think sometimes people need a bit of dressing down. And
I feel like they're not much of an arsehole, you just leave on a date.
And I think as well, like, if you were to go someone, knowing that you're going to see them again, like, say they live locally, and you're like, I know I'm going to see them down the pub, or I know I'm going to see them in Tesco's when I'm doing my weekly shop.
See, that's different.
Yes.
But then you're just thinking about yourself again. about, oh, it's going to be awkward for me.
Of course you are.
It's going to be awkward for both of you, because they're going to be like, in their head, they might think, oh, maybe she does want a slice.
Yeah, but even if you're never going to see him again, you should like...
The thing is, though, if say if you go to someone and see him in Tesco like 2 days later, they might just think you're not replied to a text and still try and make a move
on
you. And
then send another.
Yeah, maybe she won't have signal.
And then they'd be like, oh, did you get my message? And you'd be like, oh. Like, just...
No, did you send
sorry,
one?
I lost my phone.
Sorry, my phone's been playing up terrible.
So, does anyone here have, like, read receipts on their, like, iMessages?
No. Yeah.
You do. So you have read receipts?
Yeah.
I do.
Wait, this is a thing
to switch
off.
It shows who's in the relationship.
I was going to say, I'm so out of the game.
Two hustlers in the corner.
So good, baby. No. Fuck that. What? Why not?
If I look at a message, I think, I'll reply to someone.
I know when Britt's ignoring me, even when she's not got a read of
Yeah, because you check my Instagram, you fucking stalker. You see when I was last online. My mum does that.
No, what you do, you won't reply to me, then you post a story, and I'm like, cheeky bitch, you see my message, you're not replied.
Might have been on Instagram and not WhatsApp.
But I'm the worst person at the minute with, like, if I have a message from someone that I can't be asked to reply to, but if it's like, oh, you've got to just... start a conversation, you know, like, once you start talking, it's going to end up and be more and more and more. I just will not read them for like a couple of days, so, and like, but I'm really bad for it.
And I even do it to people that I love, because sometimes, you know, like, if you're at work and you're in the middle of something, but you know this is going to require like a lengthy conversation.
It's like, you know, if you've not spoken to someone in ages, like, oh, hey, how are you? And you're like, if I start this conversation, it's like Pandora's box. Like, it's going to be going on probably for like half an hour or
exactly.
So I will just like, and then it goes back on mine. Then I'll check a week later and be like, fuck, I still don't reply to this person.
Yeah. I prefer a FaceTime, to be honest, for catch-ups.
We do FaceTime, don't we?
Yeah, it's just cool.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just the level of closeness with that person.
True, yeah.
Because I find that sometimes when I FaceTime, I don't have anything to say. If it's just like someone that, you just like a quick catch-up, and you don't really go into that amount of depth with that person.
I just don't really have anyone, though, in the middle. Like, no, I have the people that I would FaceTime.
And the people that I don't care about replying.
I would never message someone saying, oh, how are you?
I have people that I would FaceTime, people that I would message, but, like, I feel like it'd be not weird if I FaceTime them, but I don't feel like it's at a level of, like, comfortableness. I'd be like, oh, you're right.
I know what I mean. Yeah.
You're on the toilet and you're like, one
second. See, I just do that even if I'm not. That's a problem. Yeah.
But this is what I mean. Like, I'm not, like, I would be happy to call them, but I think if I call them, they'd be like, I need to try and FaceTime them. It's a bit like, usually she just messages.
Yeah.
And then I have people that I would literally just be like, okay, I can leave them for a couple of days, like, unread.
I want to bring up, actually, because you're saying we're hustlers. I know that you two played hard to get in the early stages of your relationship.
I'm not saying I
was a different person. You can't judge me on my 16-year-old self.
Yeah.
How old was I? 18.
Yeah.
But did I?
I feel like...
I can't remember.
I feel like you and Ryan used to message each other, but never used to talk to each other in work.
I definitely played that game where it was like, he's taken half an hour to reply, so I need to take 31 minutes. And then it just goes on and escalates.
Got some. I've burnt my wrist.
It's like heat rash, love.
Yeah,
you like rash. Whispering, like, it's not going to pick you up.
Heat rash.
But, yeah, you... But the thing is, even when we were playing hard to get, I still kept my read receipts on.
And was a fucker.
And I'd never, like, not reply to him.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was too keen and I knew it, so I had to, like, play it cool.
Read it back in a bit.
Mm-hmm. And tried to.
And it was the opposite. Annie and Tash on a night out, then pretended it didn't happen, tell him they're just mates next day. A couple of months that went on, didn't it, babe?
No comment, Josh.
No comment, Josh.
No comment. I'd leave the fifth.
But do you think in those early stages it is kind of good to play, not games, but you can't give it yourself all away? Like,
I feel like
I think that the older I get, why can't you? If you like someone, be straight up. I think it's just childish.
Yeah, but then you're also the person saying you'd ghost someone.
Yeah, but if I don't like them, I'll ghost them. If I do like them, I'll let them know.
You let them know. Yeah, I agree.
I feel like I can't really talk on this because the way my relationship happened wasn't very like the usual. Like, we were friends for a while and then it just turned into that. So I don't feel like I could play games with someone that I've been friends with for that long.
True. And I do think it's different now. Like, if I were to get into a relationship now, I think I would do things different. Not do things differently because nothing was wrong, but I would probably handle the situation differently. Because I tried to keep my cards to my chest while trying to find out what his card said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just don't work like that. You're both
giving,
like,
it poker face.
Yeah. To be honest, I just don't think he was interested, but I don't know. I was pretty persistent.
Well, you knew what you wanted, you knew what you liked.
No, look at you.
Yeah.
If he hadn't been, though, I probably wouldn't have been as interested. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if he was like, Chloe, I love the way you work. I love the way you...
Yeah.
I love the way you...
Call me Big Bub. No.
But because he was just so uninterested, but he would still feel...
We love an arrogance.
Gives you a little something once a week.
Yeah. And it just made me think, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to talk to me then?
Yeah.
Like, he would literally straight up be like, I don't want a relationship. I'm going to change
your
mind.
We'll see about Yeah, I feel like those early stages are a bit of a weird time, but I feel like it does come with maturity. Like, there's definitely things I've thought in the past, so I would have handled that differently.
Do you think boys actually know what they're doing?
No.
You know when you think sometimes when boys, like, talk and they say, like, certain things and they're like, not necessarily in an arrogant or cocky way, but you just read it as like, oh my God, I really fancy him after he said that. But do you think they know what they're doing? Should they just be...
Oh, yeah, like...
Ryan Richards did not have a game plan. I'm sorry. There is absolutely no way. He was probably just trying to be as honest as he could be.
He was in the middle of a game, weren't he? And you were texting him, Claire, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Bit busy right now, sorry.
Phone in one hand, controller in the next. Headset on. Sorry, boys. 5 minute break.
Oh, she's calling again.
To him, that was dedication.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah.
That was commitment.
Wifing material and throw it back at the same time.
Yeah. Right? Not like that, but...
To me, though, wifey material, like, that's like... Or you'll wash the dishes nice. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to be wifey material. I want to be something else. I don't know.
What he means by that is that you're the kind of person he'd like to end up with, but you're not his right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. I reckon he was probably just thinking, oh, yeah, she'll like this one. That'll get her in the bag.
Worked, didn't it, darling?
God love you. Yeah. But I feel like sometimes when you're in that early stage, though, you do kind of have to test the waters.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. See what they like, you know, see... Because I feel like some boys, if they're, like, too cringy, like...
A cup of that.
I love the way you... I love the way you lie.
Oh, it put me off. It would put me off if they were too much.
Too cringy.
Oh, like, I love a compliment. Every girl loves a compliment. But if it's too much, like, you can walk all over someone.
See, I don't know if I do love a compliment.
Oh, I do. Surely not.
No, but not like, if I'm going out for the night and I'm dressed up and then they'll go, oh, you look nice. I'd be like, oh, thank you. But, like, if I was out on a date and they'd be like, oh, my God, your eyes are just so...
Oh, yeah, that's
just
cringe.
Would be like, oh. Like, if someone says, like, you look nice tonight, yeah, you'll take that. But, you know, when they just start complimenting
randomly, it's, like, too much.
I'd be like, why look at my eyes? Look at pizza.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, it's probably because you get compliments. Like, live without compliments for 5 years and then you'll take whatever you can get.
True.
I didn't get fucking compliments in high school, babe.
Jesus. Brian's like, oh, you ironed my shirt. And I'm like, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no. I've got a steamer. And Russell goes, oh, can't you steam my shirt? You're just better at it than me. I was like, no, I'm not. You literally just have to do it yourself. Stop being a lazy bastard.
That's the way, love. You're not wifey material. That's why I need to put a ring on it.
I can be wife material, but not at 10 to 11 at night.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, he's doing my shit, I'm going to quickly jump in the shower. I said, no, you should have done this earlier. Not my problem. I'm going to bed.
This one I found quite interesting. So it said, what do I do if I find out they've been updating their Tinder and we've been talking for a couple of months?
I can't really relate.
86% said, bye, hun.
I think in a couple of months, if they're updating their Tinder and you're seeing stuff like that, I just think they're clearly not interested in the pursuing something. They're looking elsewhere.
What does updating your Tinder mean? Like changing your pictures and stuff?
Well, like you can update your location, can't you? Yeah, probably changing pictures or updating your bio.
Imagine being like, fuckers changed it to Norwich.
Yeah. How would you find that out though?
Because you'd be looking. Or one of your friends would be like, I've seen, like, my boyfriend, or like...
Then why are you looking for my boyfriend on Tinder?
No, but, like, it comes up with random people, doesn't it? So, if they came up... Because I think with Tinder, if they use their account within a certain amount of days, they would show up.
Yeah, it's connected to Facebook.
Yeah.
The thing is, they might have a reason. Like, I can imagine being, like not having them on any other socials and updating my pictures thinking, oh, yeah, he'll like that one. But he'll be thinking, oh, shit, why is she updating her Tinder?
I don't know. But if you ain't got him on other socials, that's a red card.
Yeah, for me, that's a bit of a...
Red flag,
which you shouldn't ignore.
Yeah.
Because if he's looking elsewhere now, I just...
Mm.
He should be mad about you in the early months, I think.
With boys on Tinder, like, from speaking to, like, my male friends, boys will swipe... What's, like, yes on Tinder? Is it right? Swipe right.
Swipe right, yeah.
They will swipe right on every girl they see. And then just if the other person swipe right, then they'll then go through and... They won't look, they'll just keep doing that, and see who comes back and does that, and then they'll sift through and be like,
I'm so picky.
I feel like boys aren't as picky as girls when it comes to dating apps.
Of course,
like,
they're not.
No. You see one bad picture of someone on a profile, all the pictures could be nice, and you see one bad one, and you're like, no.
I'm not that bad.
You are.
No.
You literally don't even scroll through the pictures. Like, when I've looked at you, you just go like that, and I'm like, even I thought you'd be right, you don't even give him a chance to look through his profile.
I just hate this stage. It pisses me off. Why can't I just walk into somewhere and then they're like standing at the bar and they're like, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, because you'd say
be like, no.
Yeah, I would.
But don't be weird.
Don't be weird. I'll buy me a fucking drink.
I'm an independent woman.
Yeah.
But
what do you think? You can pay for me.
Oh, no. I don't know. I just hate this. I hate the dating game.
Oh, hello. Knock on the door.
Pick up there then.
Bear with.
Who's that?
Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry, team.
Ding dong, ding
Get
dong.
Cool.
That
was a strong knock as well.
Proper.
I feel like with delivery drivers, they don't want to do a double trip, do they?
Yeah, and it is like 8 o'clock. He wants to get gone, doesn't he, really?
That could have been your guy.
Why don't you get up? Run out now.
Oh, my sunburn. You say, fuck me, you look red.
No,
you say, it's just you.
You'd say, got any off-sun in that van?
I'm red for
it. You want a warm up? Touch my neck.
That's going to blister.
She was peeling earlier.
It's just the light. It's the light.
What is this?
It's
going to blister.
But you know what cracks me up today in the garden? I'm going, Sophie, you're not going to bed. She's like, no, I'm just evening it out. I'm thinking, it ain't getting even. It's just going red now.
I haven't seen sun in a month.
Yeah, we can say hello. You just got bloody burnt.
Mm. Not for when you come being red pants.
So, do we think if you were to.
That sounds like I just fucking queef to edit that out. You're gonna pretend no chance.
What fucking weird word is queef?
No. Queef for queef.
Yeah.
I think everyone's fucking queef. Just natural, isn't it?
I hate when you like.
Not on purpose. Like, what?
No, just doing it.
Yeah, but there's a certain time when queefs are more common to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So have you queefed, love?
Well, not in that position. If I ran up the stairs, I might have slipped out.
Oh, my God.
On the subject of queefing in that position, why is it almost so obnoxious? You think it's finished and it goes...
That's round two.
Literally.
Can you pass my lemonade?
I'm getting thirsty.
She's thirsty.
Don't smash it, love.
Shut up.
Yeah. Sometimes it is a bit like, take you back a bit.
Take you back, then you're standing up straight and you're thinking it. And
don't mind me.
I remember,
ordered the trumpet.
I remember after a creepy fucking scenario than going downstairs to get a drink.
No.
And then go.
Oh, well, I do that all the time.
Yeah, but you know when you think you're done, then it's like, oh, you're not done.
Oh my gosh.
Let the queefing commence.
Who brought the banjos?
Annette. I'm thinking shit.
I like it when you go and big drunk.
Maybe that's why people play music.
I like it when you go a bit queefer.
But I always remember the first time it happened and I thought, oh my god, that's so embarrassing.
So did I wanted to die.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry.
What's wrong with that?
No, I think he was a bit taken back as well. He's like, she just passed.
I don't know what happened
there. Carry on.
I think most boys know that it's just standard now.
Yeah, it literally
happens to everyone.
But I feel like when you're younger and they talk about like sex ed and stuff like that, they don't tell you about queefing, so it does come as a bit of a shock.
They should.
They should.
I don't want to see a blue waffle.
Literally. It's like all we got taught about in sex ed was blue waffle, like chlamydia, all the lot.
I remember in sex ed they showed like a video and it was talking about oral sex, and they literally showed a video of a girl sucking an ice lolly and a boy licking an ice cream as like an innuendo for like...
Oh my god!
And I was like, is that really as far as you're going to go with that?
I remember getting shown this woman on a lilo and loads of men swimming to her, and she represented the egg and they were the sperm. And they're like, this is how a baby's made. I was like, what? A woman's on a lilo, loads of men.
Sex ed in school is so shit.
That was in primary school, to be fair. So that was.
No, no, mum was like, this was high school.
To be fair though, what are you expecting them to play you a porno?
No.
I'm not expected to play a porno, but explain stuff. Don't show me a kid eating an ice lolly and expect me now to give a blowy.
I don't think they're teaching you how to do that.
No, but you know what I mean? But they're discussing other ways to have sex that's not sex.
Don't we think the word blowjob is so misleading, because I genuinely thought before I did anything that you had to blow it.
Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't think you had to do that, but I was like, that's weird.
I really did though, Chloe.
You're like a trumpet.
I thought.
Because it's misleading. Do you know what I mean?
Like blowing out a candle.
Don't get me wrong, I didn't do it.
Job done.
I bet people have.
Oh yeah, I bet some people are. 100%.
Do you like that?
Is that good?
That's cold.
Good breeze.
It's a bit warm in bed, so do you want me to give you a quick blow? Put me down. But this is what I mean, they don't educate you enough and then they wonder why like people get pregnant at 16.
Yeah.
But I remember they were meant to have a nurse come in and show you how to put a condom on a banana, and that was meant to be like, but we never even had that. That person didn't even come in.
Didn't we do that with Mr. George?
Oh god, girl, that's tragic. Did you do that with Mr. George?
Girl, no, he didn't. I didn't.
I feel like I did.
Mm-hmm. You must have been in a separate little private class there, because I would definitely wasn't.
Would you have been in biology, like learning about the sexual
I remember watching like a woman giving birth.
Maybe it was Proxel.
I don't remember anything like that. It was always like them, well, once two week classes. One would be drugs and one would be sex ed.
Blue waffle though. What the fuck is blue waffle?
Yeah, everyone be like typing blue waffle on Google and put I'm feeling lucky. And then
everyone should shout that Robert Young had a blue waffle. He's like, no, I don't. And it was like a vagina. He's like, I don't have blue waffle. I was like, Rob, you got a blue waffle. I was like, I ain't. Everyone's like, blue waffle, blue waffle. He used to storm out, man. He was getting so mad. I didn't even realise it was on. You could get it. Like, I think it's just where you could. Anyway.
I don't know what it is still to this day.
I think it's just like a vaginal discharge.
It's one of
those
things when you click on it in high school on the computer, you think, shit, better get off this before Gary blocks me.
I tapped in knob once and got blocked. And I was like, I was writing doorknob.
He was like, yeah. Oh, that is funny.
Oh, dear.
So you didn't get blocked for blue waffle, but I got blocked for knob.
No, but you have to be quick to get off your fucking screen.
That's a liberty.
Why do they not block websites like that anyway? So they want us to find it.
What I don't get is like, blue waffle was so prominent in high school. People used to talk about it all the time.
It's
like
an insult.
And it just doesn't happen in real life. I mean, touch wood. I don't want to wake up with blue waffle tomorrow.
What even is it?
Exactly. I don't know. Like, it doesn't happen.
You used to just click on the website, you see the picture, and click straight back off.
Dear.
Nightmare.
I'm not calling this one blue waffle.
Waffling. Waffling about waffles. What?
People really get a bit of a scare for you call this blue waffle.
I know.
Shall I Google it? Find out.
Yeah, Google it.
I'm actually interested.
What is blue waffle?
I reckon it's just like a shorter term for like gonorrhea or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on aeroplane mode. I was like, fuck, what's blocked me?
Ryan says no blue waffle in this house.
Blue waffle disease? Fucking hell.
Is it a real STD?
It's a fake STD that people have falsely associated with symptoms.
Oh, so it's not even real?
No.
Jesus.
You're joking. That's why blue waffle don't
Blue have... waffle is a fictionary... Fictional sexually transmitted infection.
No
that's
way.
To turn the vagina blue and disfigure it.
So it's not even a thing?
It's fucking fake!
That's why.
All these years, it's not real.
This is what I mean. This is why it doesn't exist in adult life. I've never heard of anyone with blue waffle.
Imagine if someone had been like, yeah, I've had it.
Yeah, be fair, you won't.
Yeah,
go
have
coffee with the girls and let them know. I've
got to tell you, got the blue waffle.
I've come down the blue waffle.
Then to be fair, I probably would.
Do you reckon though, if you went to someone like, I've got blue waffle, they'd something like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's a real thing.
Yes.
I literally,
I didn't know.
Yeah,
it's a second ago. Is compromise important in a relationship? 94% of you said yes, 6% said no.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it exists without compromise.
I think it does, but I don't think you should compromise your well-being.
Non-negotiable.
Yeah, I get that,
but
I feel
like if you're in, even then you have to compromise to a certain degree though.
Yeah, but it's, say if like I was going to Russell, you're coming out with me and it's loads of work, people for dinner, they've asked you to come out, blah blah blah, and he was like, oh, I don't really fancy it tonight. I'm like, well, everyone else is going, like, I'll do this, like, you do this for me. And like, obviously if the shoes on the other foot, I do the same for him. Same thing like that. But then if it was always that one way street, like, you'd have to go out your way for that person.
Yeah.
And what's one of your non-negotiables? And I'll fire it down.
I'd say not getting on with friends and family. If they weren't to get along, that I'd like, if it was one, actively like my friends and family really went like, we don't like that person, I couldn't really pursue it.
Yeah, that's quite a good one. I'll give you that.
But like, it's hard because
but I bet if you really liked them, you'd be like, oh,
this is
the
thing. This is the thing. Like, you'd be like, no, like, you don't know him like that. Like, blah blah blah.
You just
you just try and keep them separate.
But I think it does. Compromise does make up a relationship.
100%. Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're just living for that other person's needs,
and you're just putting their.
You're not yourself anymore. I don't think, or no, not I don't think, but I don't think there's a lot of relationships where the two people are exactly the same.
No.
And if that's the case, then you have to compromise some things.
Yeah. Because what do you think you've compromised with Ryan? Is there anything that when you've
we've both changed massively. I don't know if you've noticed, because you've obviously been with me through the whole thing, but I am a very independent person, and so is he, but I'm also like very needy also. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I need a lot of like reassurance, and I don't need it, but
it's nice to have.
Yeah, I like. Well, no, I probably do need
it's
it.
A bit like caramel nibbles. It's nice to have.
You could live without. Yeah. No, but also he likes his space, so it's kind of a compromise, you know. Like, I like having movie nights and, you know, a quick cuddle. He likes to cuddle when we're going to sleep. Absolutely not. Do you
agreed,
know what I mean? There's
agreed,
a compromise.
Agreed.
Yeah, like, I love a cuddle, but when it's time to go to sleep, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And that's where we compromise, because he's the opposite. He's kind of like, yeah, I'm watching telly, giving him a space, whatever. I don't know. I think there is so much, honestly, there's so much that we've had to...
But the thing is, it's important you grow together, because you're not going to be the same people like you were when you were 18.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're not the same person you were then, and if you were then...
It's also things like, I like to get my hair dyed every 6 months. Mm. The last few, obviously, corona, but leading up to the wedding, you know, saving and whatever, I compromised.
Yeah.
I didn't dye my hair a couple of times, all right?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. He couldn't buy
instead,
a few games.
He bought some bits on H&M. So that's the compromise.
Don't tell him.
Just hide
hopefully
the
he won't
parcels around the
back. No, there are things, though, still that I'm bad at and that he's good at. I think, ultimately, you need to be able to communicate, and he needs to be able to let me know what I'm falling short of, and I need to be able to let him know.
Just, like, checking in with each other.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I feel like you both have, like, busy working lives, and you sometimes work opposite shifts.
Yeah.
And, like, if you come home and had a bad day, or if he's come home and had a bad day, you can't understand, like, come on, let's watch a film, and he's like, no, just
leave
space, and you're like, I haven't seen you. So that's where things get mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm a bit the same. I like to spend time, and if Russell's had a bad day, and I'm like, oh, should this? He's like, no. I'm like, why do you need to read him?
Yeah, it annoys me when he's so grumpy, but then when I'm grumpy, I just want space. Yeah. I'm like, give me space, but don't be grumpy.
Can't relate.
No.
But when about a year in, we went through a really rough patch where, like, it was almost like we didn't really see the end of it because I was, like, really going for it with my career and I wanted to talk to him about it. I was excited about it. But in his career, he was going through a bit of a time where he wasn't enjoying it as much. So he was kind of like, let's just not
talk about it. Last thing you didn't want to hear about.
Yeah. And for me, I was kind of like, why can't you be happy for me? Why can't you support me? Whereas for him, he was like, why can't you just give me a break? I'm not having a good time. Like, I don't want to talk about you being so great, you know? And it was just, we just weren't, I didn't get his point of view. I didn't understand why he couldn't support me. He didn't get why I couldn't just shut up about the thing, you know, what he was so, like, upset about at that time. And that was, it was hard because I just didn't, I didn't get where he was coming from. And it was like a massive point in his life and my life. You know, your job is massive. Whether you like it or not, it's a big part of what you're doing. So for him, that was really hard. And it got to a point where he just said, like, you need to... Because with my job, you do a lot of it outside of work, you know, like messaging people. You're kind of on call all the time. And he just struggled with that a lot. He didn't want me talking to people.
Just kind of switch off.
Yeah. And it kind of got, not controlling, but he was kind of like, look, in order for this to work, you need to stop doing that, you need to stop doing that. And then I was kind of like, hold on, you're not going to tell me what I can and can't. Do you know what I mean? And it
but
just,
you didn't, once you understand the reasons behind why it's
exactly,
like that,
and
you're like, okay.
And it kind of all just blew up. And then since then, I think we've been so much better at talking and compromising because, I don't know, I hold a lot of, like, not regret, but, like, a lot of... Oh, I should have seen that earlier, and
but
I should have.
When you're that, when you were like, obviously, when you started your career, it was like you were quick to like progress and like,
yeah,
do
definitely.
Things.
Yeah.
So for you, it was like exciting.
Yeah, and I wouldn't change anything.
You know, sometimes you know, obviously, he was excited for you, but also when he was going through that, he must have felt like the last thing he wants to hear about is that. Cause
yes.
It's just, but obviously, he wants you to do well and progress.
Yeah. But we both are very like. What you see on our face is what's happening. So he couldn't hide it.
Yeah.
But I also couldn't hide it. And that was where, like, the issue was. So, but since then, you know, we've been better at...
Just communication.
Just spoke about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, we saw the other side. Like, if this doesn't happen, this is how bad it's going to... Or this is what's going to happen.
Is,
So I just think you have to compromise a lot in a relationship. But... it's just about whether the good outweighs the bad, I guess.
I think one of my non-negotiables is someone being very insensitive to how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a very sensitive soul.
Ryan Richards.
if a family member passes or, like, you're upset about something that's happened, they're just like, oh, you're just overreacting. That's not why I need to hear that present
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's extreme.
Yeah, that is extreme. But the thing is, I'm a bit like that with, like, stupid stuff. Like...
I get some people don't see the bigger picture, but because I'm just a very sensitive person, that just, to me, I'm just like, oh, fuck you then.
Yeah.
Goes the same with, like, friendships as well as just, you know, like, romantic relationships. It, like, if people will show up sometimes, you know, when you need them to, but it's the times where they don't and you're like, okay.
I think sometimes, though, it's easy to try and fix things. So if someone tells you a problem, your automatic reaction is to, like, come up with a solution
for
them.
Whereas I just want you to listen sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just need, like...
There's nothing you can do.
Just have a cuppa. Yeah.
But we're both the same even. Like, if you have a problem, my first thought is, like, right, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And you're the same with me. Like, if I have an issue, like... Right, well, you could do this, or maybe you just need to accept it, but maybe you just, I don't know.
Learn to listen.
What's your non-negotiable?
Sure, you said, hasn't it?
I said, not liking.
Family.
I think mine is, speaking from experience as well, probably like we were saying earlier, no compromise.
I think that would be anyone's.
Or just someone making you try to bend what they want.
Yeah. Just for their benefit. No real justification behind it, just because it's what they want to do and they're not really concerned.
I do think if you're going to have a proper serious relationship, though, you have to change. Both of you.
Yeah.
Like, again, the non-negotiable is where sort of like the buck stops, I guess, and it depends how far you can go. But you've both got to like mould into each other, I guess. I don't know.
I feel like you have to mould into each other but still maintain your own identity.
For sure. Yeah.
Because, like, there's so many people that become that relationship
and it's definitely like,
we do things like, what do you like?
And
what
then you're left with nothing.
Yeah, so I think it's important to compromise but to still maintain your independence.
You've got a good metaphor for this one.
Go on.
Jigsaw puzzle, yeah?
Yeah.
Both pieces are different but together you fit together but you're different people. And you've got different sides, but there's that one thing that fits you together.
Yeah.
But you've got to get the right side.
Yeah.
You've got to move it around and change up.
Yeah.
Or it ain't going to fit.
I just think, like,
if you're not a different person to how you were when you're 18, then I think
it's, right. And also, no, I think if you're not the same person, like, in a relationship, when you are at the beginning to 3 years in, then...
And I think I need to learn to, like, give things a bit more, not of a chance, but...
Give
a bit more time to things, and I can't automatically, like, think... I think it's important to, if you see, like, big red flags, sometimes I think it's not worth progressing with it, but little things that I think...
That's an ick,
but...
I can see
Is it just because I'm immature that I find that an ick? And in 5 years' time, is that going to be a big issue?
I feel probably like as not. Well, with, like, culture at the minute, it's very much like, oh, yeah, that's the ick. But you're just saying, like, it's just like you have a laugh with your mates. With Russell does plenty of stuff that...
And as well, you're probably thinking... Sorry, you're probably thinking of what other people are going to be thinking. When I first got with Ryan, I was thinking, oh, my God, he plays games. What the fuck? But now, it's like... That's what
he enjoys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes if he's in a bad mood, he just needs to fuck off for a few hours and shoot some people or something and then come back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the time it was like, oh my God, I cannot tell my friends that he plays games.
It's a bit of a trend now though, Chloe. So to be fair, he was there first.
He was well on that, so fair enough.
I think it's important to be your own person. And I think if you're with someone that tries to change you, that's a red flag.
Mm.
Like, they should embrace you for who you are.
Yeah, I think you should want to change for someone rather than someone trying to change you.
Yeah, you should want to change, like, compromise-wise. Yeah, I think change is the wrong word. Not as a person. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because if they want to change you, then they're not the one for you.
Yeah, I think change is the wrong word.
Because you should evolve together.
Yeah, yeah, like
you shouldn't be forced to change. It should be a natural evolution.
They shouldn't,
if someone just says something to you, like...
I don't like the way you fucking walk down the street.
I don't like how you dress. Why don't you change how you dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you laugh too loud. Mm. Just as an example.
Yeah.
Fucking popcorn, love. Like it or lump it.
But then when you're in a relationship, there are certain things that I wear that I know Ryan doesn't like. Not because, like, I'm showing too much, or, like, he just doesn't like that dress or whatever. So if there's a day where I, you know, I'm
you wear it more. To... Just to piss him off.
Yeah, no, usually, yeah. No, but if there's days where I'm, like, trying to get on his good side, I'll make sure I don't wear that. Or there's certain things that I don't really like, but I know he does, so I'll compromise and wear it for him. You know what I mean?
Do we believe that flirting is cheating? Mm. So how do you define as flirting? I like your top. I like your tits.
The thing is...
Like, there's a big difference.
Yeah, I think if you're, like, making kind of sexual flirtation, like, that make comment on things like that.
It's the intention for me.
Yeah, like, sometimes you don't have to be like, I love the way you're looking tonight, you're really looking great. Flirting could be like...
Your thumb up then.
Flirting could be, for me, it's like, sometimes, like, the way people look at each other or... body language, watching people's body language and, like, the way people... I don't know.
It's the intention.
It's the intent behind it. What are you trying to achieve from doing that?
But sometimes it can just be harmless.
If it's just, like, if I'm at work having a laugh with one of the lads or whatever, and I'll say something just a bit, like... cheeky out like that doesn't mean I want to sleep with you. I'm just trying to, like, crack a joke or try and make it funny.
Yeah, like, I flirt with Bruce in the office, but still banner. I'm not going to take him home. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm like that. Like, when with social media, I think we've spoken about this before, but with things like liking photos and stuff, how that I wouldn't class that as cheating.
That's different because that's you saying I like the way you look there.
Mm.
It depends.
I like pictures of dogs. That doesn't mean I want to shag a dog.
Yeah, but if you liked a picture of, like,
a girl in a bikini. And
again, why are they uploading that? They're uploading that to, like, get not approval or, like, attention or something, and you're giving them that.
Mm.
So if you're in a...
I feel like if it's someone like Beyonce, you go for it.
Fair game. Oh, yeah, because they ain't got a chance, have they?
No. But if it's, like, fair play. Becky round the corner...
Mm.
The thing is, I feel like when you know it's flirting, like, you're flirting with that person, you're doing it with the intention to be, like...
To get that rush, almost.
Not to get that rush, but, like, you clearly have some sort of interest in them.
Yeah.
Not like, but I get why, like, attention. When you banter people, it can sometimes come across as flirty, but I never mean it in that intention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people are, like, really flirty people.
Yeah, but I would never, like...
never, it's yeah, never, like,
sometimes,
not intent.
Like I said, sometimes, like, you'll speak to someone in a flirty manner, but I don't find them attractive in the slightest. No. We're just trying... I'm just having a laugh.
If anything, I'll do it all the more if I don't find them attractive.
Yeah.
But if you do the same, if Russell were there and if he wasn't, then I don't think that's flirting. I think it's important at the start of a relationship to kind of, like... you know,
establish boundaries.
Exactly, yeah, figure each other out. And that's why I think sometimes people call it quits too early. And this is where I mean, like, compromise, you know, because, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, you should be having arguments like, when you're looking at her a bit weird, because you're establishing
what
boundaries. Yeah. And I think from then, I think it's cheating if you know full well. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
If you're flirting with someone and I don't like it, I'm going to tell you. Then if you do it again, that's when it's
that's
like...
the yeah.
Exactly. It's like you knew that line and you chose to cross it, so...
Yeah, the thing is, I think if I saw Russell flirtatiously bantering with, like, a girl in his office, I'd be a bit like, I don't feel like that.
But then if he was bantering with me, it would be a different story.
Yeah. Yeah.
It depends on the person, yeah. Completely.
But again, yeah. He would do that in front of Annie.
So yeah. With me, yes, banter.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was the girl in the office.
Yeah, but if I was there,
shit, still, would be
I
like
still
this
feel
way,
I'd
would
be
there.
I don't know. I think it depends on the circumstance. It depends on where you are as well.
And the person.
And how, like, comfortable you are around the other person. Because you get some right creeps at work sometimes. You think they flirt with you and you think, oh, no.
Yeah.
I've been at a work party and some person's come up to me and been like, oh, what are you doing after this? I was like, oh, my boyfriend's picking me up. And they go, oh, I'm like, what? He's like, oh, I was just going to say you can come back to mine after. And I thought,
who's
that? And then after that, I was just like, all right, bye. All my wine stuck up my top.
Oh, yeah, that was my Nikon as well.
Yeah, and I was literally like, oh.
Do you think it's important to continue to flirt in a relationship? Say you've been together for like 10 years. Do you think it's important to be a bit like...
slap her ass on the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I think it's not natural, though.
But it's funny as well.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think to do you feel like... oh, sometimes when you're talking to someone, say you've been talking to someone for like 4 months and you can kind of feel that, not spark going, but...
I've talking to them for 4 months and they've not worked yet. Yeah. That spark's gone.
Wow, don't tell them.
Honeymoon phase.
But I mean, as though I feel like in lockdown, it was hard to go on dating apps because you had nothing to talk about.
Mm.
And it's not even like you can be, say, right, we'll go for drinks. And I feel like you run out of things to discuss. And it's like, how do you reignite... not reignite the spark, because there probably wasn't
that's
even
how it is in a relationship,
place.
Though.
You have to keep the spark alive.
Yeah, but also, there are peaks and troughs. Like, you will go... you'll go, like, a few months just sort of coexisting. And then, like, you know, I don't know.
Things will bring you together.
I think career and work comes into a lot of it, like... I can speak for myself. When I come home from work, I'm exhausted.
Mm.
So if you think I'm going to be smacking the arse, doing a bit of flirting, got nothing coming on the weekend, maybe more because I've got a bit more energy. Mm. But like,
let's not forget your iron deficient, love.
Yeah. As of today. But do you know what I mean? I feel like, as well, you shouldn't put the pressure on keeping the spark alive to a certain extent, because I feel like the spark at the start is the excitement of starting
and
something
also,
new.
And also, when you're with someone... for that long, they're your best friend as well.
Yeah, and you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas at the whole point of the spark is that like you try and be unpredictable. You try to like really excite them, make them like you, like surprise dates. Like it's still nice to do that stuff, but then when real life shit comes into it, like it doesn't always work that way.
And I think as well, flirting to me is almost being a bit mysterious. When you've been with someone for like that long, you fucking know everything about them. There's no mystery here. Do you know what I mean? Like those clues have been solved long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think if you're thinking to yourself though, like, oh, I need to be a bit more flirty, I don't know, it should just be like natural.
You should naturally bounce off each other, I suppose. But I mean, also, I can't talk because I've never been in a long-term relationship.
Well, you've been obviously with me and Russell for a year. Do we flirt with each other? Because I feel like we banter each other.
Like, so I go...
No, but flirting is banter.
Would you be like, oh my god, they're flirting, stop. Like,
no, the other day you called him babe and I was like, Annie.
No, but that's not flirting.
They just rolled off the tongue and she was like, she's going
to
move out.
But to me, that's more being soppy than flirting.
Yeah, but it's when she went, oh, thanks, babe. And I was like, why'd you say it?
it's like living with mum and dad.
Would you like me to call him? Thank you, Mr. D-Tap.
I think it's because you don't usually say it, and then it was just such a random time, so you're like, oh, thanks,
babe. The thing is, I try not to say it around you because I know what you're like. So
no, I genuinely don't care.
If it's just me and him, then I probably would say, like, the word babe more.
You should have been around them when they first got together at uni. I'd come to stay. There'd be 3 sofas in the lounge, right? I'd go in there, and they're both on one, spooning.
Yeah, but that's like the home.
Yeah, but if you were doing it, it'd be like...
yeah, bloody hell, Brit.
Leave us alone. No, I think you and Russ have, obviously because you were friends before and then you got into a relationship, I think your like love language is different. Like, so like you say, what's your love language, do you think?
Russell's love language is definitely very he likes cuddles and like touchy feely.
Affection,
touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
presence.
No, I don't. I just like, I don't know. I like to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Like,
even if that means I'll take the bins out today, darling, don't worry.
Yeah, or if someone's like, oh, do you want a cup of tea? I'd be like, oh, I love a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'd not like do it like.
It's not big
not
gestures.
Doing things for me. Yeah, it's like little, just little things that.
Yeah, I don't even drink tea.
It's like thinking of you.
But yeah, it's like little things. It's not necessarily like the big things, although like when if you ever get one, it's nice if it's like a big gesture. But like if I've had a long day at work and someone's like, do you want a cup of tea, I'd be like, oh my god, yeah.
That's like him getting down.
Rare,
one
it's rare, but
it's just thinking of you, I think. Like if you get a text,
I usually have to ask.
Like if you get a text right like in the middle of the day, it's like, oh, they were thinking about me.
Well, this is the thing, this is one thing as well that a lot of people find weird. Like I don't text, like I've been at home today and I've only heard from Russell when he thought I was at home and gonna cook him dinner.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't text in the day, and like, everyone's like, oh, do you miss it? And I'm like, yeah, I do, but I'm currently like seeing people I've not seen in a while.
Yeah.
And it's not really at the forefront of my mind.
But just the way it should be.
You sleep with them, it's yeah. different, isn't it?
But this is, but I find, like, but even when we weren't living with each other, like, obviously I missed him when he went home in Ascot, but because you just don't, I just don't put things like that to the forefront of my mind.
Because in the back of your mind, you're probably thinking, I really miss him, but I don't want to think about
But
him
when now. You lived in Wigan and he lived at home, you was like, FaceTime and texting a lot more.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's different.
It's long distance, isn't it? And the time you probably saw each other at the weekends, you probably did more with your time because you were like, oh, we're going to see each other for 2 days. But, yeah, it's a weird one.
I actually think flirting to me is like the start of the relationship, like getting to know each other, flirty banter, mysterious. Can you flirt when you've been together that long? I don't know. There's like keeping a spark alive, but I don't know, is that flirting? I don't know.
Me and Rush just ripped the shit out of each other.
Yeah, that's flirting,
though,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that's your... I suppose.
Yeah, but getting a ball from it is not flirting. It's just like, why have you just fucking thrown that at me?
I don't know, I just think of like the flirting at the start of a relationship. If Ryan started like doing that, I'd be thinking,
didn't you say that you went back through your old messages on your Facebook and
you're
like,
oh my god, that was so funny, because obviously we only spoke on Facebook when like that's how we first started talking, and then he got my number, so we've never spoken on Facebook since, so they're all like pretty like recent, but they're from like 5 years ago. Oh my god, it was disgusting. Like it wasn't even that bad, but it
I
was
think
just
because
like,
you're young as well.
Oh god, it was.
It's like when I Russell's gonna fucking kill me for saying this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I might cut it out, see how he feels about it. When Russell, we must have been together for maybe a year, and in August he went to the Philippines for to visit his family, and he wrote me a little note every day that he was away.
I put
it all in like envelopes, like day one, day two, day. I've still got them, but every time now, I'm like, do you want to read him? He's like, I can't look at them.
That's so cute.
But even at the time, I was just like, I was like, if I show Brit this, she would literally be like, what one have you opened today?
Yeah, first I've heard of it.
But
now.
This is what I mean, like, if I ever bring it up now,
you can't
read. And then when I moved to my Wigan flat, he literally pulled up this whole jar full of like little notes that he like twisted, like 365 days.
Oh.
Like little things. One was like, but you could tell.
But
you could tell by the end when he was really like scraping the barrel. One was like, I love that you have flat feet. And I was like, no, you have But you know, when he was just trying to find like random shit, it was like,
I love
that
you go to the toilet.
It's just the thought though, isn't it?
Love it when you say my name.
No, it literally got to that point.
Oh.
No.
But things like that,
like, one was like, I love that you love chicken like me. It was just like random, stupid. Like, you could tell by the end he was really random. And you got everyone in his, where he used to work like the estate agent to like help roll them all up, tie them, and put them in this jar. I've still got them. I've had to put them to another thing because the jar broke, but...
That's so cute.
He's like, you've never opened all of them. I was like, yeah, I'll save them for a rainy day. I said, when you're really, like, pissing me off, I'll read them and remember how much you did like me.
That's a nice gesture.
Because he always used to wind me up and said, like, oh, you've never done a nice gesture for me and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, this year I'm going to do your bloody video. And that's why I did, like, the
birthday
video. I'm really shit at things like that, though. Like, I love romance, but I'm a really shit romantic.
But romantic things could be, like... You know, I think when we watch films and rom-coms, it's like, oh, my God, like, a massive bouquet of flowers or taking you away for a weekend and blah, blah. But for me, like, it's little things that keep
I won't grumble a weekend away, mind.
Yeah, I mean, I won't grumble a weekend away.
Me neither.
Nice bunch of flowers. I've never been bought a bunch of flowers by a boy. So when that happens... Make sure I don't marry her, because for me that is like
That's the bare minimum. Why are we applauding?
It's not the bare minimum, but for me, that's like
it's
nice.
The thought it's the thinking about.
I don't know. Yeah. Tesco, are you feeling like petrol?
No, but like I love flowers.
Yeah, but and again, it's like oh, they myself. Thought about me.
Yeah, and for me, 75p.
Go.
I've had to buy myself flowers for the past 22 years.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I like.
No, I love buying myself flowers, but for someone else too.
Fucking get her a bunch.
No, like, you know what I mean.
Anyway. Output from question mark.
Don't shoot me pistol.
From KD.
Hey!
Dear.
Chloe, didn't you say you had like some sort
oh, yeah.
of
what was your
unpopular opinion?
Oh, I have two unpopular, I have an unpopular opinion. And okay. We'll do the dilemma first, right?
Okay.
It's not a dilemma. It's just, so recently, obviously this year for everybody has been a bit of a like, reflection year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me personally, it's there's been a lot of like growth anyway. I feel like I've changed a lot and I like, see things a lot differently. I feel like I've grown up a bit this year, right? So I feel like I just can't stand being in like trouble with Ryan. So like, for example, no, it's not like I can't be wrong, but like if I've done something wrong, I will twist it and make it his fault. I cannot take
the pressure.
I can't take the blame. I can't, like, say if I've booked him like an appointment or something. I've never done this, but as an example, if I've booked him an appointment and then I've booked another appointment and so they like overlap, so he's not showing up to one, I'll be like, that's so embarrassing, Ryan. Why didn't you show up? And it'll be my fault because I've double booked it. But I just can't take being wrong.
Why?
And I will twist it. Like I will twist it to be his fault. And like we'll have an argument, and I will make it his fault, and he'll have to apologise to me in the end.
For something that you did.
Yeah, this is what I mean. It is terrible. In the moment, I'm just full on defence mode.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but it's not good.
Maybe it's because you feel like a lack of control in the whole world. That's your only sense of kind.
No,
of
I think control. It's because you live in you obviously with the pandemic, you've been stuck in a house with someone. You just don't want any bad energy.
I feel like, though, that it's been me forever. Like, I just feel like I'm only now realising. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I just can't... It's not that I can't be wrong. I just...
You are a bit like that, Anne.
Yeah, I really am.
Sometimes you'll just be like... Like, Russ will actually spill a cup of tea and... No, you spill a cup of tea. Russ, well, it's your fault because you're just foot out.
Yeah.
And he's, like, on the other side of the room.
That
and
is
like,
you.
Yeah.
It is a bit.
But it'll be with, like, serious things. Not serious things, but, you know, like, semi-serious things. Mm. And it'll be like, he'll be like, right, I actually want to talk to you about this because it's been upsetting me. And I will twist it. Instead of just saying, like, I'm really sorry, like, I'll try
and
do
better. You need to learn to say sorry. That's
yeah,
my...
you have to out your toxic traits.
You have
Everyone's got a toxic trait.
Yeah.
That's my... Come on, big girl.
Hit me with it.
Come on, big girl.
Hit me with it. Your toxic trait? I would say sometimes you, like, self-sabotage. Like, you know you're getting yourself into a bit of a situation and you put it to us and we'll tell you, and then you'll be like, yeah, and then you'll go and do it. And then you come back to us and be like, girls, why did you let, like, why? Like, why has this happened? But I'm like that, though, because sometimes it's a bit...
You just have to find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Toxic trait.
But I don't think that's a toxic trait.
I feel like sometimes you will, like, just like things to go your way.
Mm.
And you want it done on your time.
Yeah. You are very late.
Born leader.
Mm.
And you'll expect nothing less.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Like, if I say no to doing something, you'll be like, you're getting a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'd say it's probably...
Little keys are coming down your driveway here, Chloe.
He just crashed into my fence, mate. Shall I go out there and get to pay for the damages?
I think that's just
good insurance.
I think that's... subject.
What's my toxic trait?
You're bossy.
Yeah, you have become a lot bossier in the past probably 3 years.
She's a boss. She's not bossy.
But you know why I think I'm bossy? I'm a bit of a control freak. I like to know how everything's going.
But I get that in...
my toxic trait again?
Sounds a bit hypocritical.
I think you're just as bad as each other, to be honest.
Yeah.
In that sense.
No.
Like, I think
Anne's not as bad as me. She's not. Right. If I volunteer her to do, like, a photo shoot or something, then she's like, I'm busy that day. I'll be pissed off.
Yeah.
Because, like, in my head,
in your head, you've planned it in.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's the same with me
Brit,
and Ryan. I'll get pissed
Brit
off.
Brit will say yes on behalf of me for scenarios, and then I'll be like, what?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
But that's what I mean. Diary. I'll twist it to be his fault. It's like, I booked you for that, and it's my problem, and I'm sorry, but I'm not fucking sorry because I'm going to make it your problem. Do you know what I mean? It's terrible.
Yeah.
We're getting better at that, though.
Yeah.
We need to take ownership. We need to take ownership of...
I am really bossy, but I am a control freak. Like,
what would you say my toxic trait is?
You're stubborn. Bossy as well. Stubborn.
And as well, you're talking about self-sabotage, that is you. You're like, oh, why can't I have the dream guy? And then you bat everyone away. Sorry, ooh. You had one too many eyelashes.
Ooh. Triggered.
We're too close to home. We just had a bit of a laugh.
But I guess it's the same with, I don't know.
Your toxic trait is not accepting help.
Yeah.
But with anything.
Yeah.
Relationships, job, money, you will not accept help. You're too prideful.
You'll go poor. You'll go skimp, mate.
You'd literally, you would go homeless. Yeah. Then me be like, say our money, but nah, sweet, I'm going back to mine later. Yeah. You'd literally be sleeping outside Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Right, next one, Chloe, because otherwise we'll just get into a big debate about this.
No, this is just an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
And you're all going to disagree with me. All right. So I was driving today. I had the sun in my eyes, so, sunglasses go on. I hate sunglasses. I hate them. Everybody think... Look at your front. No, you take this. I just hate them. I think they're so uncomfortable.
They fuck up your makeup. That's why I hate them.
Fuck up your makeup.
It's because these two don't wear fucking makeup.
No. I like sunglasses to wear on my head to keep my hair back. It's rare that I'll...
I do like that.
It has to be very bright for me to actually put them on.
Yeah, but so people, got them on.
People look so pictures. Good in them. Yeah, like... For, as an
Annie's got...
I look like an alien. Yeah,
you've got a face for sunglasses.
No, I don't. I've got a face with big sunglasses. Got a big head.
Well, that comes in the family.
I just hate them. They're a necessity because...
Oh, no, I love sunglasses.
Like, it has to be so bright to the point where I'm starting to get a headache for me to actually put
for
sunglasses on.
For me, sunglasses are, like, the most important accessory in the summer.
They're on my pressure point.
If you've got a cracking pair of sunglasses on...
Oh, I just hate them.
Makes an outfit, doesn't it?
Mm. That's the thing. I think everyone looks so nice in them. I just wish they were banished because I can't pull it on.
I mean, I went into work... I went into work...
No one can wear them because I don't want to. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
I went into work in November with sunglasses on my hair and everyone was like, have you seen the weather outside? I was like, yeah, actually, I couldn't find anything to put my hair back with today. So I just put sunglasses on.
That's the thing. If you're having a bad hair day, sunglasses
true. True.
But
if your hair's a little bit greasy, don't
matter.
Bad bangs, no problem. No bother.
But then they just fall. Maybe I need to get some proper...
Well, I bought a chain for mine. Nanny says you look like...
Well, she's got a chain. She's like grandma.
Looks like a librarian.
I like it.
Oh, you're joking, you ain't got a chain.
No, I'm genuine.
I've got this horse is in a bag.
No, I don't wear it anymore. Sam says, what did you say you look like?
A grandma.
No, like a grandma. And I was like, oh, I'm well confident about myself now.
I just don't know. I mean, they didn't look that bad on, but I just kept catching the glimmer of the chain and I thought, I can't be dealing with this.
That home.
My quote of the week is, if it makes you happy, it doesn't have to make sense to others.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Don't explain to, to anyone.
Mind your business.
If you're happy, you're happy.
Mind, mind your fucking business.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Ooh.
That's not my quote, but that just rolled off the tongue. What do you think?
Is that an original?
That'd be the original.
I mean, I've heard someone say it before.
I've never heard someone say it
before. But in the moment, that was original.
It does throw me off a bit, that. Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Don't ask someone if you can do it. Do what you want, and if they don't like it, you're sorry.
Is that a good quote?
I don't know. Anyway...
Asking advice or not.
My quote of the week.
Yeah.
Good decisions come from experience, and experience comes from making bad decisions.
True.
Do you know what I mean? We learn from our mistakes. Grow through what you grow through.
And we are going through it.
We are all mistakes.
And we are all making bad decisions.
On the daily.
My quote of the week is, I've seen too many sunrises to ever doubt the beauty of new beginnings.
Oh, baby. I mean, I'm never
spring,
wait for a sunrise.
Summer, I've never been up for a sunrise, but I've heard the lovely, embrace the new beginnings, new challenges. Yeah. Drop the mic.
Okay. Mine is, stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it.
Oh, that's some shit. Mm.
That put a bit of salt in the wound, didn't it?
Move on. That's some butter there.
Bit of tequila and lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that true?
Right, guys, that wraps up this week. Thank you for listening. Happy hump day.
To be back on the wall.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, Chloe. It's been lovely. I'm sure we'll have you on again in the future. I feel like last time we had you on,
got so many compliments.
Yeah, you got so many good reviews.
Stop it.
And we love a good...
All my Mark Paul counts. No, yeah. I'm joking.
We had a lovely catch-up, girls talk, mm-hmm. Put the world to rights.
Yeah. And we're back here ready to do it all again.
Yeah.
About to go buy Chloe a good pair of sunnies.
Yeah. We'll find a pair that you like.
Don't fall off.
Just not for me. Or just get a chain. Solve all your problems. That's why I tell myself.
It won't solve your relationship problem, Dan. You'll still be single with your fucking chain on.
Chain, chain, chain.
I slip
on that note.
Over and out.
Have a great day. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.